The late Christopher Hitchens, considered one of the premier essayists of our time, hit literary high notes in his best-selling books, Why Orwell Matters, God Is Not Great, How Religion Poisoned Everything, and Letters to a Young Contrarian. His collection of essays, writings, and musings entitled And Yet is an interesting and eclectic piece. Although And Yet is vintage Hitchens, it strikes a few sour notes, and there's a reason why. Hitchens, a longtime anti-groupspeak, anti-bureaucracy, anti-totalitarianism thinker, seems to occasionally lose his direction in this collection, largely because, following 9/11, his political views were evolving anew. However, in those essays that strike pay dirt, he hits the mark, as when he analyzes the romanticizing of Cuban revolutionary leader Che Guevara, and in doing so cuts the masochistic, narcissistic doctor down to size. Hitchens takes no solace in reducing only icons of the left, and seems to take pleasure in skewering conservative blowhard Pat Buchanan, labeling him a fraud. Much of what Hitchens pens in this collection can best be summed up as bringing a gaggle of offending geese home to roost. Although only about one half of the book's 48 essays represent Hitchens at his best, some are real winners. His essay, Ohio's Odd Numbers, takes the state of Ohio to task for being less than vigilant in monitoring the 2004 presidential election, slapping them with the admonition, "Don't complain about the outcome of an election if you don't provide the due diligence to protect the integrity of the results." In his essay on becoming American, Hitchens laments the fact that although born British, he is now a naturalized American who must suffer the slings and arrows of not being born here in the first place. In his essay, Physician, Heal Thyself, he takes aim at a Jewish physician whose Hippocratic precepts become overridden by Orthodox religious teachings, causing that physician to kill himself and 29 Muslim worshipers at Hebron. As if to even the scales, Hitchens holds nothing back in his condemnation of events surrounding 9/11. Squarely blaming radical Islamists and their culture of hate without apology. He doesn't shrink at taking on such luminaries as Barack Obama, Colin Powell, George Bush, Hillary Clinton, and Salman Rushdie in his far-reaching collection, and on a lighter note, even blast America for its disingenuous gift card giving at Christmas in his essay, The True Spirit of Christmas. Hitchens saves perhaps his most incisive comments about our culture and our leaders for an essay entitled Barack Obama Cool Cat. He notes in the last line of the essay, and I quote, "Though Obama has the gift of being many things to many people, the difficulty with him is almost the opposite. He treads so lightly and deftly that all the impressions he has made so far are alarmingly slight. Perhaps this is the predictable downside of being a cool cat." If you want to read a collection that shows a skilled writer collecting a bounty of famous scalps, even with all its unevenness, Hitchens' collection, And Yet, is well worth the read. This is Robert Greer for KUVO Radio in Denver.